All right, let me jump over here to the opening monologue, The Right Side Way. Every single day, glad of it, Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Yeah, so Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week at all their locations. They will see all ages, and they are daily the sponsor of the Right Side Way. All right. So it's an election year, right? There's times when folks all over the state go to the polls to vote, but they don't actually vote for their congressman or their governor or the president of the United States. Those are the big ticket items. Everybody knows about them. Now, there are times, though, when they go and they vote for candidates who may not have had the money to even run a single ad. Voting for all things local at that point. Municipal elections for mayors and cities and town councils or some school boards, the kind of elections that too often folks forget about until they find out later that old so-and-so got elected as mayor. Well, how'd old so-and-so get to be the mayor? Well, because some people voted for him or her. Honestly, because some folks forgot to vote against him or her. But elections, y'all, they matter at every level, every single one. Politicians get elected to serve for the sole purpose of establishing and maintaining governance at whatever level that benefits the people within their constituency. Sometimes from a statesmanlike view, they combine with other communities. Sometimes it's rather lofty. But most of the time, the things that folks care about the most are the things that impact them personally, things that their families actually talk about around the kitchen table. When I was in the state Senate, the smallest town in my district was Ridgeville, with a population of 158. 158! In the mayoral elections around that time, I recall hearing that the mayor of Ridgeville won with nearly 60% of the vote, but that was out of a total vote count of just 29. Yeah, you heard me. The mayor of Ridgeville won by a total vote of 19 to 12. Did it matter? Yeah, it still mattered. One of the other small towns in my district was the town of Altoona. It actually became one of my favorite places, an old coal mining town, established in 1900, just over in the west side of Etowah County. You have to want to go there because it's not on the way to anywhere. Population, 948. The longest railroad tunnel in the state is just outside of Altoona, the old Tumbling Gap Tunnel, built 120 years ago. But when the coal mine shut down, the town began to decline. Altoona's mayor and the town council, small town, y'all, but they did things in recent years that most big city mayors can't get done. They established an ambulance service because it was so hard to get timely responses for their citizens. They increased town revenues through creative means. They improved the archaic city water sewer system. They even paid to get a full-time school resource officer to the small rural elementary school by agreeing to annex the school into their city line and pay to do it out of their own pocket, just because it made their kids safer. Look, they might not make the evening news. They might not run all the ads on TV. They might not deal with foreign governments or carry the nuclear codes. But every elected official has a role in this society, and we cannot pass up on our opportunity to vote for or against the ones that we believe best understand our kitchen table politics. So kitchen table politics, what is that? Well, plain and simple, it's just a phrase that refers to the political issues that affect you and me, our families, our sphere of influence. It's the issues that you and I can directly feel. President Andrew Jackson, he had what was sometimes derisively referred to as his kitchen cabinet. He had the official members of his cabinet, the ones who helped him run the country. They had the actual authority to make decisions and sign papers. But then he had his kitchen cabinet. It was a close circle of unofficial advisors made up of friends, local media, former military colleagues. The kitchen cabinet are the ones who kept him grounded. They reminded him what was going on in the real world outside the political bubble. They told him what was what in the realm of lofty things of big governance. And they kept him, by the way, in tune with kitchen table politics. You see, basically, kitchen table politics is a phrase that just means the things that the average household cares about because it hits us where we live. And it hits us in what we believe. The other name for that, by the way, is formally called populism. I mean, do you ever wonder why Trump's MAGA platform, or DeSantis's freedom agenda, or Newt Gingrich's contract with America, why they were so popular? Because they were largely populist. They were kitchen table politics. They resonated with every man and every woman who sometimes feel like politicians forget their roots and get off on lofty idealistic things that don't relate to the kitchen table. I mean, take a look at the big old Biden infrastructure plan. Oh, yeah. Passed in D.C. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg came on down to poor little Alabama to tout the wonders of the new infrastructure bill. All the money that was going to pour into our state to do what? What were his examples of the wondrous things the government would do for us? All this newly printed money, things we really care about? No. Electric vehicle charging stations on major corridors and correcting what he called racist roads. Oh, yay, said no one. I'd hazard that most folks went home that night and talked about something else at their kitchen table. But when Trump held a rally to say we were going to finish building the wall at the southern border, or when DeSantis took a stand to our south in Florida and told Disney that we don't want transgender ideologies in kindergarten classrooms, or when Governor Kemp over in Georgia suspended the state gas tax to give folks relief during the recession, or when the Alabama legislature said we will not allow vaccine mandates in our schools, or when the mayor of Orange Beach back during the pandemic said, we're not going to shut our beaches down for your stupid pandemic. Our beaches are going to be open. Well, the kitchen table conversation got animated. Why? Because those are issues that hit home. They're what people care about. I was talking with a guy not long ago who was running for statewide office. This person asked me, okay, what kind of advice I would give him for their time in office once he got elected. I said this, I said, don't be afraid to be a populist. There's nothing wrong with putting a little red meat on the table because that's generally something that people are looking for. I went on to say that 90% of what they do in office will never be known, but it will be necessary, but it will sometimes be so mundane. Be even effective, though, at promoting good governance if they do it right. But the people that you serve will also need to see you're willing to acknowledge things that resonate with them on a personal level. Yeah, you got to do the minutia, but yeah, you better do some red meat. You better do some kitchen table politics. The things that hit their personal wallets, impact their personal jobs, deal with their personal families, the kind of things that people will actually talk about at their kitchen tables. I mean, will some call that populist? Sure, so what? If you don't do it, your constituents are just going to call you out of touch. Now, which one is worse? Would you rather be called a populist or called out of touch? I can tell you right now which one every politician would rather be. So yeah, kitchen table politics. It's the politics of the everyman. It's the stuff that makes all the campaign commercials actually work. It's the stuff that elected officials actually get elected to do because it matters to the folks they were elected to serve. And it happens at every level. And it matters. Kitchen table politics. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, that conversation I had was one of those off-the-record moments where it was really neat when the guy said, what kind of advice would you give me? And I said, be a populist. Nothing wrong with that. You got to do the other stuff too, the things nobody's ever going to hear about, but you got to be a populist because that's what people are going to notice. And they will care because it shows that you care. Don't be afraid to be a populist. That's why MAGA works. Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.